Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. How are we doing this morning? I just want to say welcome to the Discover Life Church Jumpstart Prayer Call Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. So I know you guys are absolutely excited about the things of God if you are up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Well, this morning, my name is Pastor Crystal, and it is my privilege to just kind of lead the call this morning and share a few things and jump into a time of prayer. I'm excited that just to be able to connect with you all. As we are getting started this morning, I will not hold you long, but I do want to just kind of give everybody a heads up on just how we're going to work. We are going to jump into His Word and then have a time of prayer, and then we're going to get on our way because God has some great things for you and for today and for you in your lives. I know that even if you don't see it, God is using you, and He is working behind the scenes, beneath the surface in your life. So be encouraged. So let's jump in. Can we jump in? We're going to go ahead. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Luke 2, 16 through 19, and we're going to stay in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to jump down to verses 49 through 52. So you can kind of go ahead and prep yourself to kind of to stay there. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that it is alive and active. Thank you, Lord, that it is changing us, even when we don't see it. Thank you, Lord, that you would even give us a desire to seek your face this morning. And Lord, as we are up and doing so, Father, we ask that you would open our eyes and our ears, Lord, open our hearts to receive what you are saying this morning. Give us discernment, Lord, to know the way in which we should go, Lord. Thank you for the voice behind us saying, go this way. And so, Lord, we lean into you this morning and we say, speak, Father, for your servants are listening. And we bless you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, if you are just jumping on, my name is Pastor Crystal, and I say welcome to the Thursday morning Jumpstart Call for Discover Life Church. Excited to be here. So can you guys believe that we have entered the last month of 2021. It is crazy, right? The holidays are here. We have weathered almost 2 years of an unfathomable pandemic. Can you believe that? You know, in this moment, I could probably pause and you could fill in the blank with any of the mind-blowing occurrences that from this past season that have happened in your life. Can you believe? It can be a lot, can it? It can definitely be a lot when we sit and think about it. And for some, when just taking a moment to reflect, our minds are flooded with amazing victories. And for others, the waters of life have been more than waist high. I'm sure at times we felt truly over our heads in this last season or in the current season. But no matter what your reflection, the truth remains that you and I are still here. And that means that God is not finished with our story. And that's something we can sit and just reflect on and say, Lord, the fact that I am here, the fact that the God of all the universe chose to add me in his story, the fact that I'm still here means that he is not finished with my role. So this morning, As we're just thinking on that and pondering that, I want us to take a quick look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's super popular during this time of year, right? Yet I believe that there's some actions, there's some wisdom in her actions that I believe will give us strength for our journey, either the journey to come or the journey we sit in right now. So if you'll turn with me to Luke 2, Luke the second chapter, we're going to start at verse 16. And we're going to go through verse 19, like I said, and we're going to jump over to 49. We're going to enter this story, the story of the birth of Christ, when the shepherds, remember the wise men, were just visited by the angels in the field. And the angels, remember, are prophesying about the Christ as the promised Messiah that was just born. And the shepherds are so excited, they take this news and hurry to find the baby. So let's get started in verse 16. It says, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse 19 is the key verse. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, the Young's literal translation notes verse 19 in this way. And I love how it reads. It says, Mary preserving all these things, pondering in her heart, preserving all these things. See, it implies in verse 18 that all who heard were amazed, that they were like talking about it. Like, oh my gosh, did you hear what the shepherd said? Oh, wow. Can you believe it? What is this? But it says Mary preserving these things in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. She treasured them. A few years and verses later, I want you to jump on down to verse 49 and 52. We read another account when Jesus was accidentally separated from his mother, from his parents. And the scripture confesses that Mary and Joseph did not understand all that Jesus was saying to them in his explanation. But it says in verse 51, it says that his mother Mary treasured all these things in her heart. Everything that Jesus was saying, he's a kid, but he's speaking kind of beyond their understanding about being about his father's business and in his father's house. And even with that not understanding, Mary treasures these things in her heart. So, you know, in this hustle and bustle of life, especially during this season, I believe is where we find our message for today for Mary. It's that we must intentionally and consciously pay attention to what we are paying attention to what we're thinking, pondering, treasuring, preserving in our hearts and in our minds. As I see it, and you just tell me if this is what you see, but as I see it, Mary could have focused her thoughts around the chatter of others about being an unwed mother, about the fact that her baby was in a manger, didn't have a place to stay, about this unknown future. Lord, how are you going to do it? You've given me all these great truths, but God, how in the world will you do it? And so much more. Can we relate? I know I can. However, Mary chose to focus on the revelation, the revealed knowledge, the prophetic words that were spoken over herself and her child. Remember, when the angel came to tell Mary that she would be pregnant with a child, that she was the one chosen to give birth to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Remember, her response is, "Be unto me as you said." What are we thinking about? What are we treasuring in our hearts? See, as we jumpstart this day, I want to remind us of a few truths concerning what we are treasuring in our hearts. First, it's really simple. Our thoughts determine our direction. We remember this. Remember in Proverbs 23:7, where it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah. Our thoughts determine our direction. What are we choosing to treasure, to meditate upon? What are we choosing to ponder over every moment of every day? Because that's the direction in which we're going to go. And then two, we must direct our thoughts, right? So that's just the natural flow. If my thoughts determine my direction, then I must direct my thoughts, or at least allow the Holy Spirit to direct my thoughts. Remember in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but the scripture challenges us to focus our thoughts on that which is good. And then thirdly, it says we must refuse to come into agreement with the thoughts from the enemy that do not align with God's word and will for our lives. Oh gosh, this is the hardest one, but if I can be completely vulnerable, this is where I'm living. And so I'm going to share it with you this morning. this is where I'm living. You must refuse to come in agreement with the thoughts from the enemy that do not align with God's word and will for your lives. See, it's so easy to find ourselves mulling over, meditating on the negative of our situation. You know, it's that phrase that we often say, think, hear. Can you believe it? Can you believe that so-and-so did this, that so-and-so said that? Can you believe that this just hasn't happened yet? Those situations that are not God's prophetic word concerning our lives. They may be something that is real, but it's not God's fact. Remember in Romans 3:4, it says, let God be true and let every man be a liar. Even the thoughts that are within your own mind that do not align with God's word for your life, that is a lie. It is a lie. So this morning, my challenge to all of us is, let our thoughts determine our direction, is to recognize our thoughts determine our direction, to recognize that we have to direct our thoughts, and we direct our thoughts according to the word by daily submitting to the Holy Spirit to lead our thoughts, by daily allowing the filter of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us to say, hey, is this from you? Is this not from you? Because if it's not from you, then I am not coming into agreement with it. I'm not coming into agreement with what the enemy is saying about, and you fill in the blank, about my job, about my future, about my children, about my family, about my church, about my community, about this culture. I am not coming into agreement because I'm standing on what the word of God says and what the Lord has said in his revealed truth. I'm treasuring that in my heart. So I told you I wasn't going to keep you long, and I just have one statement. Remember, so the Capital One credit card commercials, I feel like they play all the time, and it says, they always ask, you know, what's in your wallet? I said, I think that's Capital One. Well, this morning I ask you, what's in your heart? What are you treasuring in your heart? Can we pray? Father, I thank you that you are the God of all gods, that, Lord, you reign supreme. There is no one like you. There is no one before you. There will be no one after you, that, Lord, you are God. You are creator of the universe, Lord. You are creator of all things. And that, Father, in your sovereign wisdom, you chose to have us here at this time for this purpose, in this culture, in this community, in this dispensation of time, you chose to place us in your story. And, Father, for that we are grateful. Lord, forgive us for forgetting that you are sovereign and that you still sit on the throne. And so, Lord, in this moment, as we are turning our hearts to seek your face, to hear and understand what you are saying and doing, Lord, we ask you for direction. We ask you, Lord, for divine focus like Nehemiah towards the calling that we have in you. Open our eyes, O God, that we would see the hope to which we've been called in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you for discernment to recognize the little foxes that are spoiling our vines. We ask, oh God, that you would give us discernment to know, Lord, what is you and what is not of you. Clarify your voice in our hearing, Lord. Father, we ask that you would silence the voice of this word and the voice of this world and amplify the voice of your word in our hearts. Amplify, oh God, what thus saith the Lord, Lord. Father, where we may be slimed down by eating and feeding ourselves the opposite of what is of you, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us and that you would give us an insatiable hunger for all that represents you, for your word, God, for your truth. And Lord, we ask you for grace to see and recognize and treasure that revelation, the prophetic words you've spoken and that you are speaking to us. Lord, give us the courage to choose life this day. Even when those thoughts and situations that point to death seem more real and feel so ever present to us, give us the courage, Lord, to choose life, to lean into your truth, to speak life over our lives and those around us. Strengthen our resolve, Lord, to stand, to press, to believe, and to treasure your truth. Father, we thank you for choosing to put us in your story. We thank you, oh God, for choosing us in this moment. We thank you, Lord, that because we're in this moment, we know that the grace is there for us to thrive in this moment in time. Lord, I pray, God, for the grace to to reengage for all those who have checked out, who have given up and said, I'm going to the sidelines of life. Lord, I pray, Father, that in your love, God, and in your grace, you would encourage them back onto the field. And then, Lord, those that are on the field and tired, Father, I pray for strength. Thank you for strengthening your children. And I thank you, Lord, for just the wind of the Holy Spirit being ever so tangible, that the excitement that we once had would be built again, and that your body would be encouraged, focused, and ready for whatever battle you choose to trust us with. Lord, we love you this morning, and we declare as a family and as individuals that we trust you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for drawing us to you. Thank you for drawing us to you in your love this morning. In Jesus' name, Lord, we say our eyes are on you, our expectation is in you, and we will treasure the gifts that we have in you, in our hearts and in our minds. We will think on these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I pray that you were encouraged by God's word this morning. I pray that you were encouraged to think on what you're thinking on. Remember, if you have any prayer requests, if you're saying, you know what, this weight, what I'm walking through is heavier than I can even imagine. It's heavier than I can hold by myself. We want to help you carry. We want to partner with you in prayer. And if you will send us an email to prayer@discoverlifega.org, we promise we will pray. And we will partner in faith with you. If you can go to our website at discoverlifega.org and you can post it on the prayer wall. And anyone who sees it promises that they will pray as well. And then, of course, I want to remind everybody, December 5th, this coming Sunday, is Communion Sunday. So we definitely want to see you virtually at our service at 10:30 on Facebook and YouTube. And don't forget to have your communion elements ready, so that we can partake of communion together. And then lastly, registration lines are open for the last in-person service of the year on Sunday, December the 19th. So make sure you adjust your calendars to attend. Let's end this year together. Can we do that? Well, I love you. I speak God's favor. I speak his blessings. I speak his insight. All that is of the Lord, I speak over you now in Jesus' name. Lord, bless your people, bless the hearing of your word, and allow us to go forth in victory today. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Have a great day. Know that you are loved.